I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. We're going to take a phone call here. John in Barbados. Aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Aloha. Yeah, I wanted to cover what the gentleman earlier was saying about the U.S. forcing Russia, China, India, Iran together. Well, it's more than that. There are lots of other nations. Europe. Maybe the politicians are still slightly on America's side, but the people are not. They're fed up with all this NSA spying, the drone strikes, the invasions, the CIA, completely to the back teeth. America is not liked.
No. You're kidding me. No, I understand America's not liked, and it's not because of our freedoms. It's because we have this long history of going into other people's countries and throwing out their elected government and imposing dictatorships that serve American financial interests. We did it in Iran in 1953, Chile in 1973. Since the end of World War II, the United States government has attempted overthrows of 56 foreign governments, succeeding 25 times. I think we're still not sure whether this recent one in Kiev should be counted as a success or not.
Well, I'm not sure how much, if they do decide to go for this war, how much cooperation they'll get from Europe in a war on Russia and India and China.
Again, I think the United States is repeating the strategic mistake the Nazis made in World War II. They're over-reliant on their high-technology robotic weapons, because it's foolish for any government to enter into a major war when it is very obvious the people of their nation are opposed to it. And we know that the reason for all these horrific false flags we've seen in the past, like the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, the Maddox in the Gulf of Tonkin, was to trick the American people into supporting the war agenda. But right now, the American people have made it loud and clear. They don't want any more wars. They don't care what the reasons are all about. I'm convinced that our government is planning some kind of a false flag, and I'm convinced it's probably going to fall flat on its face as well.
Well, Michael, I'm going to have to go. They're doing roadworks outside, and it's going to be rather noisy. But I agree with you entirely. America now is, up to now, has only faced countries that can't really defend themselves. But Russia, China, India, they've all got the nukes, they've all got the ammunition, they've all got the technology.
Yeah, they very do, careful. And they have a population that understands exactly what the U.S. is doing. And like I said, the Russians remember the approach of the Nazis in World War II. It's a fresh memory in their culture. And they're not going to be any more tolerant of the approaching Americans or the approaching NATO. Now then, thanks a lot for the call, John. We're going to let you go here. Over in Scotland, a Scottish member of Parliament, in an interview with Ria Novosti, was saying that, yes, the Great Britain is making a big to-do over what are routine Russian military maneuvers. Remember, before we did the top of the hour break, we were talking about a Great Britain was saying, oh, we had to send a jet out because there were Russian bombers and a Russian warship in the North Atlantic. like they don't have as much right to be there as anybody else. And we're seeing this a lot. There are always military maneuvers by the world's major military powers. I live on the island of Oahu. This window over here overlooks Pearl Harbor. I am hearing military aircraft coming and going all the time over flights of helicopters. It's all training exercises. It goes on all the time. And what the U.S. corporate media is trying to do is to say that all of these training exercises represent a Russian threat. It's a Russian provocation. Even over on Alex Jones' website, they had this thing about Russian bombers conduct test flights over northern Europe. No, actually what they conducted were test flights over the Arctic Sea. And so all of the owned media assets are being given their marching order. Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad, war is good, war is good, war is good, Russia bad, Russia. We're going to be hearing it. I was noticing as I went around the cable channels last night on TV, all kinds of war movies, all war all the time. War, it's fantastic. And I have a little piece of advice for you younger people who are unable to find work and you're seriously considering joining the military because it's either that or homelessness and starvation. I don't care what those recruiters tell you. First of all, they cannot be held responsible for any promises they make to you. They can lie through their teeth to get you to sign up, and you can't do a thing about it. Neither can your parents. And war does not look anything at all like those computer games like America's Army or Call of Duty. Because when you mess up in those games, you get to hit the reset button and come back to life. You don't get to do that in real life. When you get tired of playing Call of Duty, you can turn the box off and go back to sleep in your own comfortable bed at home. You don't get to do that in the real world. War is not a giant open-air Nintendo set. It's blood and gore and suffering and illness and crippling injury and the potential of death. And the things that you will be forced to do will haunt you for the rest of your lives. And if you're expecting the U.S. government to take care of you, boy, oh boy, do we have an eye-opening surprise for you a little bit further in the show. Now, over in Kiev, as you know, they're attempting to legitimize the junta by holding presidential elections in the near future. And the presidential candidates, of course, are not selected by any kind of a primary process among the Ukrainian people. It's the junta saying, this guy, this guy, and this guy. These are the presidential candidates. You get to pick which one of our pre-approved junta leaders that you want, which isn't really democracy. But apparently, one of those candidates has gone public. Member of Parliament Ola Tsaryov, who's running for president of the presidency in the May 25th election, is saying that, yes, right now the junta in Kiev are committing crimes against their own people by using military force. So even within their own little clique, there's dissent over the use of violence. And, of course, the violence is there to escalate the situation, to try and get this war going with Russia and somehow make it look like it's Russia's fault. And it isn't. All of this situation in the Ukraine began with the U.S. covert overthrow of the elected government in Kiev. And first blood, if you want to put it in that context, was by the government in Kiev, who has unleashed military force against their own people who are not happy with the way the nation's being run by a government they did not vote for. But the corporate media is out there saying, oh, it's Russia's bad. Those Ukrainians, they're very happy with their new U.S. puppet regime, just like the people down in Libya are happy with their new U.S. puppet regime, just like the people in Afghanistan are happy with their new U.S. puppet regime. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Down in Syria, another 242 militants have accepted the amnesty agreement offered by President Assad. This took place in Homs and Quneitra. They simply walked in, surrendered their weapons, made a promise to not take action against the Syrian government anymore, and they were allowed to go home. And as of right now, two-thirds of the remaining rebel fighters in Syria are European citizens, meaning hired mercenaries. This was a covert attempt at overthrow, and it's failing miserable. Assad is just gaining territory like crazy. Up in Britain, recognizing that Assad is probably going to win re-election by a landslide in the upcoming elections. David Cameron is out there saying, oh, Syria must be bombed. We have to bomb Syria right now, right this very week here, to prevent more of these devastating chemical weapons attacks. At least they've stopped trying to claim that it's all by Assad because of, after all, the embarrassments and exposures. But the new theory is now that we have to stop the chemical attacks by just bombing everybody. They are trying to figure some way they can get a military action going in Syria that will somehow forestall the elections. The U.S. is already out there saying they're not going to recognize the elections. You know, if the guy that we like doesn't win, we refuse to respect the elections. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at NPR, they're reporting that the CIA is quietly ramping up aid to the Syrian hired mercenaries. Well, it's not all that quiet. NPR is reporting on it, and we've already seen videos coming out of Syria showing these hired mercenaries using U.S.-manufactured anti-tank rockets. And basically, NPR is saying that this escalation in covert aid to the hired mercenaries is because Assad is growing in strength. He's taking back these strongholds held by the hired mercenaries, and it looks like he's going to win re-election. And by golly, the U.S. just can't stand to have that happen. Because when Assad wins re-election by a landslide, it completely destroys the official excuse for going into Syria. We must save those Syrian people from an evil dictator, no matter how many million of them we have to kill. Remember in Vietnam, they were trying to deal with some of the war crimes down there and saying, well, we had to destroy that village to save it from the communists, which is rather poor solace for the people who used to live in that village here. Now, as you know, earlier this week, the U.S. had engaged in a major drone operation into Yemen, and apparently some 75 people are now dead. They don't really know who they are, let alone that they were terror suspects. In fact, they're not even really sure any longer that the last drone strike got the guy they were going after. They're doing DNA tests now to find out. I guess the new U.S. strategy is kill everybody and then use the lab to identify the one that we wanted. See, we got him. This is what's left. And all those other people, they would have been terrorists if we'd allowed them to live, seems to be the situation. But apparently there's a new tactic taking place in Yemen, retaliatory assassinations. And apparently, from now on, every time the United States sends another drone into Yemen that kills innocent civilians, the Yemenites are going to start picking off U.S.-supported politicians. I'll bet they didn't see that one coming. Down in Sudan, it is getting very ugly there as well. As you know, the United States has this AFRICOM, which is only a few letters away from the Africa Corps that the Nazis were famous for. And they're basically projecting power into Africa, except for that little part in the west where the Ebola is. I'm sure they're steering clear of that. And they're trying to capture all of the resource-rich areas of Africa as part of this return to the petrodollar deal. And so they've kicked up a major kerfuffle in South Sudan, and it is getting incredibly, incredibly bloody down there. Now, here's a very revealing story. And this came out of WashingtonsBlog.com. And apparently it's a group of former top military officers, CIA insiders, and think tank people that conducted a seven-month review that basically said that the U.S. had received offers by Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya to surrender and ignored them and went on with invasions and war despite that. And they're specifically citing the situation in Libya, that Libya had offered to abdicate if the U.S. would call off the invasion. But, of course, it was never about Gaddafi. The U.S. agenda in Libya was to impose a private central bank on the Libyan people to replace the state-controlled bank Gaddafi had set up. They needed to get rid of that value-based gold dinar. And they needed to guarantee that Libya's oil was only going to be for sale for the U.S. dollar. And that's something that Gaddafi's chosen successor was not likely to do. So they went ahead with the invasion. And by the way, there's nothing new with this kind of nonsense, because at the end of World War II, Japan was already trying to surrender before the nuclear weapons were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Japan's Prince Konoye had traveled to where the leaders of the Allies were meeting and tried to get in to say, we surrender. And they literally locked the doors, would not let him in, because Truman wanted to drop those nuclear weapons to let the world know that we had them and that the United States leadership was psychotic enough to actually use them. Now, there's another story also in Washington's blog that carries confirmation that, yes, indeed, the U.S. gave weapons to Al-Qaeda. Remember when they were the bad guys? Now they're the good guys. And they gave these weapons to Al-Qaeda to help bring down Gaddafi. So we don't care who the good guys or bad guys were last time. You're a good guy this time if you get rid of that pesky golden R. All right, let's talk about what's going on out at the Bundy Ranch. And today the corporate media and the owned assets on the Internet and independent media are just going to town on Cliven Bundy with a personal attack based on his racial views. And I'm not even bothering to watch the video because I don't care. The issue is not about Cliven Bundy's personal feelings about other people. The issue is a federal government that is not complying with the Constitution. And they're trying to shift the focus. They're trying to shift the story. They're trying to make the story about Cliven Bundy. They're trying to sell you on the idea that, yeah, it may be illegal for the government to steal his ranch and his cattle, but in this case, he deserves it because he's a racist and he's an anti-Semite. No, he doesn't. He may be a racist and he may be an anti-Semite. That is irrelevant to the issues that are going here. Anyway, we're getting reports from some of the militia people who are on guard duty, if you will, patrol at the Bundy Ranch. Apparently, there are now U.S. military drones overhead, which I'm sure is making them nervous in light of Harry Reid's recent statement that something will be done to bring this situation to an end. Story over at Investment Watch blog that the federal government is getting ready to hit the Bundy Ranch again, this time with a force including U.S. Army Rangers, which is a violation of posse comitatus. And those Rangers are not going to be going in there with an idea to protect and serve. They're going to go in there with instructions to just, you know, kill everybody who gets in the way. You Americans who don't want to go along with the money junkies, you are expendable. You are disposable. Now, there was a very interesting photo that came out of the standoff at the Bundy Ranch, and I have it posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's part of a larger series, and it's basically the cameras panning down, and it's showing all these SWAT team and soldiers and BLM and FBI and everything. And parked right next to the police van is a semi, tractor-trailer rig, made out to, it looks like a Budweiser beer delivery truck. There's a head scratcher. So either the federal force has to get really falling down drunk before they can violate Americans' constitutional rights, or we have more confirmation that the U.S. government hides its activities from the American people using trucks disguised as commercial vehicles. And this is not the first time we've seen this. When my wife and I were in New York for the 10th anniversary of 9/11, we spotted what looked like a UPS truck parked across the street from where we were staying. It was coned off, and the back was all closed up. The driver's seat was empty, and we noticed it stayed there all day long. Now, UPS is slow, but they're not that slow. And we had already seen in other parts of the city, they had these little constricted areas where the traffic was brought down to a single lane that went by a truck that was X-raying us. So everybody who was in New York for the 10th anniversary, happy cancer. And it's very obvious that this UPS van was there for some surveillance operation. In fact, it could very easily have been there to surveil the presentation that we put on for the 10th anniversary of 9/11. But it certainly wasn't a UPS truck, not if it's parked there all day long. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF. P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman's group and some other participants are filing an injunction over the Bureau of Land Management's recent botched Bunkerville operation, stating that the fact that the BLM was simply killing the cattle and burying it in shallow mass graves, which is a health hazard, and the damage carried out against infrastructure in the area, including fences and water supplies, are not consistent with the BLM's legal orders or their official reason for being. And so they're going to go to court to try and get an injunction against any further activities by the Bureau of Land Management. Meanwhile, we're continuing to hear the Western states are saying it is time to take back our lands from the federal government. The federal government is not allowed to own any land other than what is under a federal building or under a U.S. military base. And the Salt Lake Tribune is up there in high dudgeon saying it's time for Western states to take control of the lands within the state borders. And this is a building movement. There's going to be a huge states' rights versus federal dominance issue. And the federal government is in the wrong here, and they know it, or they wouldn't be mounting this huge smear attack against Clive and Bundy. But every time Harry Reid comes out and says the law is on our side, we point out the fact that, no, Harry, you're wrong. The law is not on your side. And people are digging out more and more dirt about Harry Reid and himself. There's a story that we linked to. This was over at Real Clear Politics, talking about his very strange campaign gift spending. Now, under current political campaign laws, you can buy gifts for your supporters, but they're supposed to be very small, very inexpensive. Pins, buttons, things like that. But apparently in 2012 and 2013, the Harry Reid campaign spent $31,000 purchasing expensive jewelry gifts, okay, from a jewelry store owned by Reid's granddaughter, Ryan Elizabeth Reid. And apparently she got seven times more cash than all the other vendors of donor gifts combined. So it's just all about the money. It's all completely out of control, graft and corruption. And Harry Reid is out there saying, anybody who opposes my corruption, you're a domestic terrorist, you're an insurgent, and we're going to deal with you. Now, Texas Governor Rick Perry has gotten on the bandwagon. He's joined his state's top attorney, blasting the Federal Bureau of Land Management over their attempt to seize 90,000 acres of Texas property along the Red River. And what's really interesting, of course, is that Attorney General Greg Abbott is running against Perry in the November election. They're opponents, but they're both united on this issue. This could turn into a major campaign issue by November. Federal overreach. And that's going to backflash on both the Republicans and the Democrats, to the extent where the Democrats are probably going to say, all right, let's go back to Obamacare as the issue for the election. And we're seeing a lot of propaganda. We're seeing this smear campaign against Bundy. And you need to remember something when it comes to the issue of realizing the extent to which you're lied to. Back in 2012, the version of the National Defense Authorization Act passed by Congress in 2012 legalized U.S. government propaganda directed against you, the American people. Up until that point, it was illegal. They were doing it anyway, but they had to be covert about it. The National Defense Authorization Act of 2012 made it legal for the government to propagandize you on the theory that in order to successfully wage wars, they had to convince you the wars were necessary and right and good, even if they aren't. So the government has said it is legal for them to lie to you. By the way, you try and lie to the government, man, you are going to jail. And now we have that ridiculous case before the United States Supreme Court where they're going to say that lies told to you by politicians are protected speech under the First Amendment. And that is one of the most absurd things I've ever heard. The First Amendment was written to protect not lies, but the truth, to give the American people the right to tell the truth about the government without the government being able to slap you down. And they're trying to turn it inside out so that politicians can lie to you and anybody standing up and saying, look, you're lying, can be prosecuted for infringing on the First Amendment rights of the political candidate. And that is not what it was intended to do. And you need to understand, once you realize you're being lied to, once you realize the degree to which you're being propagandized, it becomes very, very obvious. And there are seven warning signs that will tell you when you're being handed a bunch of propaganda, name-calling, sweeping generalities, transfer, which is where they take one issue and try and shift it over to another, which is what we're seeing here with the Bundy situation. Oh, it's not about the Constitution and federal overreach. He's a racist. He's an anti-Semite. Testimonial, which is when they get all these government-paid experts to stand up and say, oh, yes, we're absolutely convinced there's human-caused global warming. Plain folks, which is where they try and get ordinary Americans or something that appears to be ordinary Americans to say, oh, yes, we have to do this. Stacking the card and bandwagon, the resort to authority and just banging the drum and jingoism and just try and sell it to you that way. We're going to grab a phone call here. Alan in Texas, aloha. Alan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I think you got some bad information there. the current governor's race is not he's not running again.
Okay, well, you're right. I misread it, but the attorney general is running to replace him against another candidate. But I think the significant part here is that both of these guys are in agreement. This is a growing trend all across the American West, where these state governments are standing up and saying, we cannot allow the federal government to come in and unconstitutionally steal any more of our land.
Right. And, no, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, that's correct. So.
All right. So thank you for the correction. I stand corrected on that issue. But, again, the important issue here is that we're seeing a resurging movement, at least 9 Western states so far, are getting together and saying, this has gone on far enough. The United States government, under the Constitution, the United States government is only allowed to own the land under federal buildings and military bases. And the founding fathers did this because they didn't want a strong central federal government that would simply raise taxes, take all your money, then use that money they took from you to buy your land out from under you. This was done to protect the freedom of private home and land ownership in the American nation. And, of course, that is what the U.S. government does not want anymore. They need all that land as collateral for government borrowing. They want to take all that land away from you, the American people, so they can sell it to their corporate cronies. And that is exactly the kind of abuse the founding fathers tried to prevent with the Enclave Clause. And these Western states are getting together, and you should support them to say this federal government is off the constitutional reservation. It is illegitimate. It is illegal. It is tyrannical. It is fascist. Enough is enough is enough is enough is enough. Going to grab another phone call here. Mike in South Carolina. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'm beginning to hear some things that are beginning to be very disturbing to me. Bundy's situation apparently is being catered as being a racist or anti-Semite.
Yeah, because they can't win it with logic and law. The federal government knows the law is not on their side, so they're going to do a character assassination on him. And they're hoping that they... hang on. They're hoping they can convince the American people that it's okay for the government to steal this guy's cattle and his family ranch because, after all, he's a racist and an anti-Semite. And obviously, if they get away with that, then the government's going to come in and say, well, it's okay for us to steal your property because you hate the gays, or it's okay for us to steal your property because you don't think women ought to be paid equal pay. And it just gets completely out of control. Mike, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to try and fit in Kyle, Philadelphia, before the break. Kyle, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, my main concern, I think everybody's main concern needs to be the economy. I don't know if you saw that story that was talking about the stock market, how it is paralleling 2007, right before the collapse in 2008.
Yes.
And that, in turn, is actually paralleling 1929, right before the collapse in 1930. If you look at this article, I forget what I read it. If you just search it online, you'll see it.
No, it's linked to whatreallyhappened.com. I think it's a bit of an oversimplification because there are multiple overlapping factors. It could very easily turn into another big crash. I mean, there's so many forces at work here. We're already seeing the collapse of the latest housing bubble. We're seeing already problems with the rent-backed securities. They're trying to bundle student loans now, and those are going to go exactly the same way as the 2008 mortgage-backed security collapse. So
well, what it tells
yeah.
me is that idea that the insiders are getting their money, they're pumping and dumping and getting their money out while they're getting it good. That's
yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, 6 figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs to get from a doctor and there's drugs to get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops, they go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And this is a bit of a follow-up to what Kyle was saying about the possibility that we could be at the brink of a major correction in the stock market. It's going to render most of the Wall Street firms instantly insolvent. People are going to start screaming for the gold they think is on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve or the various gold bullion brokers. A lot of people are going to wake up and realize that that very impressive looking paper report they have on their wealth, that's all it is, a very impressive looking piece of paper. So we're seeing this story that's over there at Investment Watch blog. Is the U.S. military preparing for the collapse of the dollar? And Richard Russell is quoted in there saying, in a matter of months, I see the dollar crashing. Actually, it's already started because of all this quantitative easing and overprinting. The dollar is already crashing. It's certainly being discarded by the rest of the world. And we can already see the preparations that are being made by the government. When the economy goes down the tubes, And the American people say, we want a new banking system and a new government. We're going to have our government turning their military force against the American people and say, no, 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 you will continue with this government and this banking system, committing exactly the same crime against the American people that the junta in Kiev is committing against the Ukrainians. Do what we tell you or we kill you. And that's not what America is supposed to be. A reminder, of course, there was a recent study from Martin Gillens at Princeton University and Benjamin Page at Northwestern University that basically confirmed the United States is not a democracy any longer. We have become an oligarchy where the ultra-rich are controlling everything, and you, the American people, are completely disconnected from the political process. Every couple of years, they run through this little theater exercise where you go into the little curtain booth and you punch a bunch of buttons on a computerized piece of equipment, and then the TV news will tell you, oh, you voted to continue exactly the same thing that's been making your life miserable for your entire life. But hey, it's what you voted for, so please don't complain to us. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the money junkies are now trying to do bundles with student loans. Not just here in the United States, but over in Europe. Now we already know student loans have become a major problem. The cost of college education has grown out of proportion with the rate of inflation to the point where nobody can go to college unless they were born wealthy or they're willing to basically take student loans out for tens of thousands of dollars. And it can take workers, even with a good job, they'll go on paying their student loans well into old age, and some will never repay them at all, especially here in the United States of America, where all those high-paying jobs you were assured would be waiting for you on graduation, they're just not there. And so what does Wall Street do with this mess? Oh, let's bundle them all up. This is a new investment vehicle. You know, look at the resounding success with mortgage-backed security frauds. And mortgage-backed securities, and now we've got rent-backed securities, and now we've got car loan securities, and we've got home security alarm contract securities, and now they're going to have student loan-backed securities. Because everybody loves bundling. We all bundle. And we're going to see a repeat of exactly the same fraud that we saw back in 2008. There'll be a horrendous crash, and the Wall Street money junkies will turn to the U.S. government and say, we need another taxpayer bailout. We meant well, really. We didn't mean to correct the whole system here. And the U.S. government will say, there, there. That's okay. We'll just get the American people to pay for all this again. They'll turn in all their physical silver and gold, and they'll gladly throw their babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. We're going to have a phone call here. David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
A number of years ago, when I sort of figured out that 9/11 was an inside job, it really sort of pushed me to try to sort of wake up other people, friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very frustrating sport. It gets a lot of reaction, and I've lost friends over it, and it's pretty disillusioning. But I've sort of taken a new tactic lately. I've sort of been a news junkie all my life. I'm now 65. I go to Drudge Report every day, and now I respond to a lot of articles I read on Discus, which I see now is on the majority of news sites.
Yes.
And this new term, suicided, you know, not something you've done to yourself, but is done to you, suicided.
Mm-hmm.
I come up with five names on this list that I like to point out to people. And I'd love to hear you comment on these five names, if you would, please. And then I'll let you go, and I'll take your answer online. So the names are Michael Hastings, Aaron Schwartz, Andrew Breitbart, Philip Marshall, and just recently, Michael Rupert. And I'll love to hear your response to that online. Thank you very much, Michael.
Well, first of all, you need to understand that it is a matter of historical fact that the most common way that murders are covered up is to attempt to make them look like a suicide. And that it is for that reason that all unattended deaths are presumed to be a homicide until suicide is proven beyond a reasonable doubt, which is one of the issues that I raised back in the days of the Vincent Foster affair, where it was simply declared he committed suicide and they found his body in Fort Marcy Park, and that's all you need to know. And they went in and bulldozed that part of Fort Marcy Park so nobody could go in and look for any kind of evidence. But we have seen in recent times where, yeah, a lot of important people are dying under very questionable circumstances, and we're assured it's a suicide, not just these politicians. Look at all the bankers. You know, oh, he threw himself under a train. Oh, he threw himself off the top of a roof. You don't actually know that. You don't know he wasn't thrown. And it is a very common form of assassination, is to try and, you know, make it look like somebody killed themselves and then rely on complicit police officers and a media to say, oh, yeah, there's no question, that was a suicide. Yes, sir, he shot himself, you know, 14 times in the back. Definitely a suicide. And we do see it happen. One of the bankers, in fact, one of the banker suicides actually said that, shot himself twice in the head. No, that doesn't happen. After that first trigger pull, that's it. There's no more going on here. So, yeah, all deaths are suspicious, and all of these so-called suicides or small aircraft accident or tragic single car accidents without explanation. A lot of wet work going on right now. We need to be careful about that. This is a government that is already killing Americans with drone strikes in other countries. Do you think they would hesitate to kill Americans inside the United States who are becoming too much of a problem? Of course they won't. It's just something that you have to accept if you're going to be out there speaking truth to power and trying to prevent an escalation of World War III. Alrighty, very interesting article over at johnfriend.net. Should illegal alien invaders be deported? Duh. And basically is chastising some of these articles and TV shows we're seeing about this policy change being considered by the Obama administration, where illegal immigrants who are in this country illegally will be immune from deportation. Hey, you made it across the border. Welcome to the United States of America. We're not going to kick you out. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, are we not encouraging more illegal immigration if we have a policy of, hey, if you get across that border, you're home free? And we know that this influx of these illegal immigrants is one of the devices being used to force Americans' wages and salaries down. So very clearly, this potential policy change by the Obama administration is not being made in the interest of what is best for the American people. It's in the interest of what's best for the money junkies who want wages and salaries to go down. And it's somebody else's problem how all the bills and taxes are going to be paid. Ron Paul has gone public on the IRS scandal, saying that the IRS is notorious for targeting political enemies. And they are. Been doing it all along. Again, this was an article of impeachment against Richard Nixon. And it was an article of impeachment against Richard Nixon, not just because Richard Nixon asked the IRS to target his enemies, but because the IRS said, sure thing, Mr. President, anything you say. We're going to take our top of the hour break. We'll be back with the third hour of our program after these words from our sponsors.